And in today's Right for Education, we are talking about the different models of disability. However, we'll be focusing on the social model of disability and what it is. This article is brought by Jessica Bell of Right for Education. What is the social model of disability? People can be limited physically and mentally and in ways to do with their emotions and their senses. And these limitations can be described as disabilities. Being shut out from society by, for instance, being discriminated against is a problem that disabled people often have. There are different explanations behind the difficulties that disabled people face because of their environment. And two of the most common explanations are the medical and the social models of disability. The social model of disability was developed by disabled people in response to the medical model of disability. Importantly, not every disabled person wants to use the social model of disability to actually describe their disability. This is what the medical model is. And according to the medical model of disability, the reason behind disabled people not being able to take part in society fully is their disability. And this model argues that their disability controls what they are able to do, and their disability is not a problem that involves anybody else. And therefore, the medical model insists that it is the disabled person who should try to overcome their disability. The disabled body and mind are seen by the medical model as things to be treated and altered so that they are like the non-disabled body and mind. And Toby, I know that this is a very, very common model of describing disability. A lot of people who are physically disabled, for example, those who have to use a wheelchair to carry on with their chores and sometimes to go and have access to services. Sometimes they have a problem if you just come out of the blue to try to help them push their wheelchair. And they somehow feel like it's not your place, and they feel that they are still well able to actually get around. The social model on the other side believes that disabled people are disabled not by their medical conditions, but by the barriers in society stopping them from taking part in everyday life. It argues that society is built to meet the needs of the majority of people who are not disabled. And according to the social model, society can minimize and hopefully remove these barriers so that disabled people can be empowered. Changes that society might take to include disabled people, according to this model, could be changes to attitudes. The social model would suggest that society should stop maintaining fear, hatred, and ignorance towards disabled people. An example of an ignorant attitude held towards disabled people might be the assumption that disabled people cannot do certain things like work, live independently, have children, have sex, and many others. Improved practices could be one of the things that could be changed. A company could allow disabled employees to have like more flexible hours, including being able to take time off to attend medical appointments. And one of the things that could be changed could be the environment. It needs to be a little bit modified. In line with the social model of disability, a building might have wheelchair ramps, elevators, and disabled toilets to make it accessible for people with physical disabilities. How can we then put the social model to disability into practice? Sometimes people are more ready to make adaptations for those with visible disabilities compared to those with hidden or poorly understood disabilities per se. The social model of disability asserts that it is the person with the disability who knows best about their requirements. And this model concentrates on a person's needs instead of their diagnosis. So the social model of disability is valuable because it enables people to see beyond the barriers to disabled people and can so change people's ideas about disabled people's capabilities. It hopefully hints that disabled and non-disabled people actually have equal opportunities and standards of life. It's a wrap in today's Ride for Education here on the AM Plug with Josh and now with Toby.